We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking diarrhea this morning.
We're talking diarrhea.
Yes, now, this conversation comes from our co-host, Jess Hilarious. She was supposed to co-host this morning.
Yes.
And she didn't make it.
She's right across the street.
Right across the street.
And what's crazy is she sent a text to one of our producers. It was like, I'll be there at like 5:55, 5:59, right? Then she sent a text like, bro, I'm on the toilet.
I'm on
like,
the toilet.
You know, because she said she had some bad seafood. And people are saying in the comments that there's some oysters up north that have been causing people stomach problems.
Really?
That's what people are saying in our comments.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. For myself, diarrhea doesn't, you know how you say sometimes a period don't start nothing but a sentence?
Whoa.
Diarrhea doesn't stop nothing at all for me.
Whoa.
So
talking about if you were a bottom and you had messy diarrhea, you would still let the person run that brown light? Is that what you're saying?
You let him
play in the mud?
This is an odd
No,
because
the reason I say a period don't stop nothing but a sentence is for sexual reasons.
I'm not talking about sexual reasons.
Especially when you married, right?
Wow. I should
have
said
that.
I don't even know why
you used that one.
I don't know why I used that. But basically, diarrhea is not stopping anything. It does not matter. If I got diarrhea, I will use whatever I have to use to whatever. If it's a public bathroom.
That's a lie.
If it's McDonald's.
You know how we know we lying? Let me tell you how you know we lying. We're both men of a certain age.
Correct.
I was born in 1978.
Yes, sir.
You were born in 1963.
That's a lie.
Right? We got colonoscopies.
Correct.
You ain't leaving that damn house.
But I was about
when
to.
You're doing you that first day of colonoscopy. And I told you.
You remember. Because I was going.
Right.
Remember I had a show.
You're right.
And
you're
I
right.
had a party. He was like, Envy, please don't leave
you
the house.
Bugging. If you the day before a colonoscopy, the prep you got to do for that colonoscopy, that's a different. I don't even know if you call that diarrhea. That's a different level.
That's water. It's nothing but
water. Ain't nothing but water. That's it. You clean out your whole system.
But I was going to do a party. I had a party lined up, and you was like, you are bugging. Please do not leave the house. Remember.
I should have told you to go.
See?
I should have told you to go and sent Nick, our cameraman, just to follow you around all night long. That would have been amazing to see. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've been up here with diarrhea. It doesn't matter.
You was up here with diarrhea?
Yeah.
You threw your underwear in the trash.
That's right. I passed gas. I sharted. And it had a little, you know, brown on my underwear. I couldn't walk around with the stinky stink, so I just took my underwear off and doop.
That's when the janitor thought we was really wild, and the custodians thought we was bugging. They was finding bloodstained things and dirty underwear with doo-doo in it.
There was no bloodstains in my underwear. That's not what he said, because that just sounded... No, let's go to the phone line. That sounded crazy. That sounded crazy. Jesus. Oh, hello, man. Who's this?
Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning.
Good morning.
When did you have loose booty?
In high school, so my teacher, right? This was like the worst teacher at this school. So I guess everybody had been asking to go to the bathroom that day. And mind you, now this is my senior year. I was 17. I was about 6 months pregnant. So I'm asking to go to the bathroom. First of all, you're not supposed to demand a pregnant person to go to the bathroom. But the teacher was like, no. So I'm thinking I can hold on, like, all right. You know, we only got like an hour left of school. So about 10 minutes go by and I felt like I had to pass gas and it just went left from there.
Oh, man. And you were pregnant too?
Ooh. Nasty, Jasmine.
I know that one. I know it looked
good. Needless to say, I finished that school year online at home and just saw that everybody went to graduation.
What'd it look like? Hennessy with grilled chicken in it?
Ew. Goodbye, Jasmine. Ew, that's disgusting. Dre.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Turn the radio down, brother.
I'm turning it down right now.
Now, tell us when you had loose booty, bro.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna say loose booty, but this one time I was working for this inventory company. We were doing the inventory at Express Clothing, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning, so I just had to go in their bathroom, and I blew it up so bad, like I stopped the toilet up. I even tried to plunge it. I even tried to plunge it, and it wouldn't work. Just locked the door and left out.
Was there a plunger in there?
It was. I tried doing it. And so I just locked the door, left out, and I finished the job, and we just left. And, like, as we was leaving, it was like, who locked the bathroom door? And I just got out of there.
I hate people like you. I really do. I hate people who leave behind evidence at the scene of a crime.
What are you supposed to do?
I can't stand when I walk in the bathroom and I just see somebody else's doo-doo. Like, you ain't see all of that in there? You know what I mean?
He just said he tried. He couldn't
call somebody. You can call a custodian or something. We've seen that happen before. Remember that time in Myrtle Beach?
Paris.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? She decided to eat 7 out of 12 Krispy Kreme donuts.
I remember.
And she messed the bathroom up.
I remember.
And we had to call down, and that person had to come fix it. You know?
Jesus
and Christ. Then the first time, they didn't get it, so I called back again, and the guy was like, oh, my God, I was just up there. Oh, my God. The guy was complaining. That's how the dude would talk. He was like, oh, I just saw it. Oh, he was like, what was she eating? I'm like, I don't know, sir, but, you know.
Jesus. 800-585-1051. We're talking loose booties this morning. Have you ever had diarrhea so bad you couldn't make it to work? Maybe you missed a game. It was just that bad. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now. I'm in.
That can only be with that. Call me.
And your opinion to The Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we had a co-host this morning, Jess Hilarious, who didn't make it to work.
Our good sister, Jess Hilarious, but she will be co-hosting the first ever Black Effect Podcast Festival this Saturday in Atlanta.
Now, Jess is literally across the street.
She's across the street.
Yes, yeah,
she just can't get off the toilet.
She just can't get off the toilet. And it's happened to all of us.
Yes. It's never made me not come to work, you know what I mean? But I'm not leaving the house. If I got really, really, really bad diarrhea, because it's just too embarrassing. I mean,
it is what it is. It's nature.
It's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be something. But by the way, even when I got like a really, really big event, like I know I got to do something like really important, I watch what I eat on purpose. I watch what I eat the day before, and I watch what I eat the day of because of situations like this. Straight up. Or like, say Saturday in Atlanta, right? I know that I'm gonna be out all day at the festival.
Right.
I'm gonna eat very, very, very light the night before. And I'm probably not even going to have breakfast. Well, I probably will because I'm very regular. I poop every day at 8:30, as you know. So after I get that out, I'm good for the day. Because I know I'm going to be there all day. I don't like pooping in public.
Right.
That's number one. And I don't want to end up having the bubble guts.
Okay. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Chandler. Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Chandler.
Chandler
what's
going from Columbus, Ohio.
Good morning, Chandler.
Chandler, you got some loose booty problems, Chandler?
Yeah, man. I was talking to this girl. I've been finally, for 2 years, finally got to get a date with her or whatever, right? So I tell her to meet me at the restaurant or whatever. I'm running a little late. And I had a nutrient drink right before, and I just had the worst case of mud. But like, I had to lay on the floor. It was bad. So I lied to her and told her, like, you know, my car's messed up, whoop-de-whoop. But really, I had mud. But so I guess she rode by my house like an hour later. And she was like, how's your car not working? And I just seen you pull off.
Did you be honest with her in that moment and say, man, I really had mud, but I was too embarrassed to tell you?
Nah, I start speaking Japanese, man. I just made up a lie. She just never hit me back. Blocked me from social media. Blocked my number and everything.
That's real. And it's better to just tell the truth. Everybody has had mud butt. That's a moment to relate to that young lady in a much deeper way.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nikki.
Now tell us what happened with you, so, mama.
I used to manage local artists, and I had a fight party at my house, and my friend brought her homeboy who was military, so he felt like he could party as hard as my artist did, but he couldn't. We had a line to come go to the bathroom after the fight party, and he kind of shuffled out the bathroom kind of fast. We were kind of tripping, like, why are you moving so fast? He had boo-boo all over my bathroom.
What you mean, boo-boo
you
all over your bathroom?
He couldn't hold his stomach. They out there doing all them heavy drugs. You know, rappers, they do drugs. So during the party, they was doing drugs.
Damn.
And I guess he thought since he was military or commando, he could hang as hard as my boys could, but he couldn't.
Did y'all clown him? Did y'all clown him? You'd be like, nah, bro, that's not the way you post the shit on him as a rapper.
No, he said he didn't boo boo. He said it wasn't him.
I only
got one bathroom and one him, and he all over.
Only got one bathroom and one him.
Let me ask you a question, right? Why, when you have to go, it feels like it's extra more when you're about to unbuckle your pants?
Because if you wait, because what happens is your first thought is, I think I gotta go, and you be like, nah, it ain't that serious, and then your stomach be like, hey, I ain't playing with you.
As soon as you take that belt off, it's like,
that's right. Your stomach be like, I'm going with or without you. All right.
Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Lola. Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Hey, Lola. Talk to us, mama. What happened with you?
Oh, my God. So it was a family reunion. And we rented a 15-passenger van. We were going to Water Country, USA. And we got there, and my IBS started acting up. And water and diarrhea is just not a good look.
Dang.
I was like, yeah, they had to shut the pool down.
You did it in a pool? At what age? How old were you?
I was, what, 41?
Oh, my goodness. That is nasty.
Listen, I didn't try. I thought it was like a little poop, but it wasn't.
So you turned the whole pool into poo-poo water.
Man, they had to shut it down. I was so embarrassed.
As you should be.
You sound like you're proud, too.
No, I'm not proud, but when you live with IBS, you can't help it. So I don't feel like y'all should joke on Jess. I will say this, though. Jess with the mess takes on a whole nother meaning now.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I hope that you went and got a job at UPS right after that.
Jesus.
What can Brown do for you?
Doodoo Brown. Hello, who's this?
Just with the mess.
Yo.
Yo, what's your name, man?
It's Ace from Brooklyn.
Hey, what's up, bro? Talk to us, man. You had a loose booty scare?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say, Charlamagne, you're crazy. But this was way back in the day. I was supposed to meet with Taylor. And
Taylor?
Taylor that works up there?
Yeah. Yeah, Taylor that work up there.
Our Taylor? Taylor made it? Fun size T?
Taylor. Yes, yes, yes.
Little Philly John from Lower Darby?
Yeah, can I get my story?
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure. I need to make sure this is our Taylor.
Taylor's a producer up here.
Bye. Get out of here. Don't come here interrupting us, Taylor, okay?
So go ahead.
What happened now?
Shout out to Taylor. But we had met on the app. I think it was OKCupid or something like that. And we were supposed to link for a date. So I'm about to leave the house. My stomach started feeling crazy. So I text Taylor, like, yo, can we push the date back to, like, half an hour? And she was not having it.
That sounds like her.
Like, you wasting my time.
Hard-headed Taurus. That's right. That sounds like
she's
her.
Like, yeah, she's like, you wasting my time. And That was literally the last time I spoke to Taylor.
Taylor, this man have bubble guts, Taylor.
Yeah, bubble guts, and you this cancel the date on guts, Taylor.
That's messed up, Taylor.
You on OKCupid?
Why don't you think about people's medical conditions and stuff, man, before you do stuff like that? That's messed up.
Sir, Taylor's in here right now. Would you like to try another date?
Yeah, I would love to chill out.
Go ahead.
You would love to do what now?
Take
her out. Okay. She's always talking to us about that. Yeah.
Taylor, this gentleman wants to take you out. Would you give him another chance?
Don't you miss your blessing.
This could be your okay. blessing, Taylor.
All right.
What do you look like, sir?
It could be a blessing, Taylor.
What do you look like, sir?
You already seen
My IG. My IG is H the Goat 24.
H the Goat?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me look you up.
What is it? H the Goat.
Ace the Goat.
Ace.
You spell the regular or like a Negro?
Yeah. Kevin regular.
Kevin? Ace the Goat 24.
Yeah.
Kevin?
You look like you still got diarrhea, bro.
Is that you got you on there with your lover?
No, I'm looking at him right here.
Oh, that's not him. Oh,
you from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, from Brooklyn, bro. And while I'm here, I want to shout out my podcast, Daily Rabbit.
Never mind. Oh, now you can't date Taylor.
You can't date Taylor. See what this is about.
Saying you got damn a podcast is like saying you a mixtape rapper. Nope. See, you had us. That is the moral of the story. All right. Jesus Christ.
Well, when we come back, we got your rumor report. We got to talk Nick Cannon. Now, Nick Cannon got a lot of kids. You think he can remember all his kids' names? We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.